Good morning. Welcome to Ephesus Baptist Church, God's house. He's provided it for us to come and to worship and to praise Him. And I ask you, are you glad you're part of the family of God?
Amen.
Amen indeed. The text for today's message is found in Paul's letter to the church at Corinth. It is 1 Corinthians 1:18. Please follow along in your Bibles as I read 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. May God add His blessing to the reading, hearing, and studying of His Word. I am confident that almost all of us here, and probably all of us, I don't see any little children, maybe Louie hadn't seen it, but I'm confident that all of us have seen the Energizer Bunny commercial on TV. In fact, I saw it last night. This little pink bunny, as you know, appears and he's beating a big bass drum, and he's constantly moving, and the announcer says, "Still going." And it seems as if nothing can stop the Energizer Bunny. But hopefully we all realize, and I'm sure that everybody wants us to realize, that the commercial is about the battery and not about the bunny. You know, it's important to have strong batteries. As we know, weak batteries cause things to malfunction. Cars with weak batteries have difficulty starting. Flashlights with weak batteries will go dim and eventually go out. Cordless phones and cell phones with weak batteries will emit static and eventually they will disconnect. Why? Because the battery is the power source. However, even a strong battery is only half of the equation for effective operation. I'm sure all of us can relate to the story of the woman who went to start the car, and as she turned the ignition on, all she got was a clicking sound. So she says, "Okay, my battery is dead." She sends her son to the store to purchase a new battery. He gets it and installs it. She turns the key, and it's still a clicking sound. So finally she consulted a mechanic, and he took one look at the battery cable ends, and he said, "Ma'am, you have a strong battery, but the cables are corroded, and the wires are frayed, making the connection weak." And this woman learned that you must always ensure that the cables provide a good connection from the battery. As born-again Christians, we must ensure that there is a good connection to our power source, Jesus. In our text, the cross upon which Jesus died represents the power of God unto salvation. It also represents the power of God which allows the Holy Spirit to live within believers. However, like a car, we must have a solid connection with the battery to keep the power flowing. We must be in harmony with God's will to benefit from the power that is available to us as His children. It's of little value to have the power of the Almighty God at our disposal if we allow our connection to become corroded and rusty. Corrosion, of course, causes a weak connection. Too many believers go through life hearing the clicking sound whenever they attempt to do something for the Lord. In other words, there's power under the hood which cannot get to the engine. Many of us have the ability to achieve greatness with the gifts of the Spirit which God gave to each of us. Yet every time we turn on the switch to get started to do something for the Lord, all we hear is a clicking sound. We as Christians need to keep a clean and interrupted connection with God. We who are saved know our power comes from the cross, which is the very power that God gives us. And in our text, Paul is telling the church at Corinth about the wisdom of preaching the truth of the cross of Jesus. He states that those who are saved recognize the cross as a symbol of the power of God. But those outside the faith, it seems as if it's foolishness to them. Well, what is this foolishness of which Paul speaks? He doesn't ever elaborate on it before this verse or even after this verse, but maybe it's the command of God to love our enemies. Maybe that seems foolish to others who are not believers. Maybe it's the command to pray for those who use us and take advantage of us. Maybe it's our belief that we are blessed when we are persecuted or when men revile us and utter all manner of evil against us falsely. Maybe they see this as being foolish. Because our text states, "For the message of the cross is foolish to those who are perishing, but to us who are saved, it is the power of God." And in his letter to the church at Rome, Paul reminds us that the first step to releasing this power from God is to hear the word of God. He says in Romans 10:14, "How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them?" And then he concludes in verse 17 of that same chapter, "Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ." Singing, praising, testifying, and other forms of worship are inspiring to us, yet it is the Word of God which connects us with the power source, which connects us with Jesus. It is the Word of God which directs us to the very foot of the cross in order to gain the ability and the power to serve God properly. When Paul spoke of the cross as being the source of power, obviously he wasn't talking about a stake in the ground that was used for capital punishment. When he spoke of the cross as the power source for Christians, he referred to what the cross symbolizes. And such symbolism includes the sacrifice of Jesus, his blood shed on Calvary, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. The crucifixion of Jesus transformed the cross from a symbol of shame and embarrassment to a symbol of the mighty power of Jehovah God. The cross embodies the symbol because Jesus' death on the cross blotted out all sin and all of man's foolish laws from which there could be no redemption. God saw that. He saw that man was just making laws that he or she could not follow, and they were not refraining from sin. When Paul preached about Jesus and his resurrections, the Jews considered it a stumbling block. The Greeks thought it was foolish to talk of such things. But just as Paul wrote in his epistles, "I am here to tell you that those who perish are those who reject the power of the cross. They have heard the story, but they refuse to believe its truth. They view the message, they view the good news as a waste of time, as foolishness. They shall perish. We know that from God's word. Yet to those of us who are believers, both Jew and Greek, Jesus is the power of God. He is the wisdom of God. And those of us who believe know that at the foot of the cross, we find our abilities. We find our strength. We find our power. And our knowledge of this, of the historical account of the crucifixion of Jesus, is our power source. It is our spiritual energizer bunny which keeps us going and going and going. And there are many who are hooked to the wrong power source. They are trying to use a 6-volt transistor to power a 12-volt understanding of God. In other words, too many of God's people are dependent on their own skills and education to get them through life. However, when problems occur, when terrible things happen, our little battery is not powerful enough to overcome them. We need a strong power source. We need to be hooked to the one who holds in his hands the earth and who lights up the dark with the moon and the stars. In order to have this power source available, we must have the right connection, as we know with a car or any other object that requires a battery. If the battery is strong but the connection is weak, there is no power. Now, we're talking about connecting to a power source. Well, we need to determine what type of connection is required. There are two types of current, as we all know, AC or alternating current or DC direct current. Some of us in our churches are AC in nature. They suffer from being hooked to an alternating current. They come to church on alternating Sundays. They pray at alternating times. They tithe at alternating occasions. They come to church when they feel like it, pray when it's convenient, and give when it suits them. And then there are those who are hooked to DC or direct current, and God is looking for some DC people, some dedicated Christians and people on whom he can depend. These are the people who do not serve when it's convenient to them, who do not attend church when it doesn't interfere with something else they want to do, who tithe when they have an extra buck or feel so guilty they put in a dollar or two in the collection place. These are the people that press forward daily to meet the mark. And God is seeking those who will keep on working, who have that direct current and never give up, no matter how hard the task that is put before them. And if we possess a strong battery and the connecting cables are in good working order, there's still one more fact necessary to ensure that we receive the power. The connection must be tight. The battery must be free of external interference. There can be no space between the cable and the battery post. If you have that, you either have no power or it's fleeting. You'll have power for a moment or two, and then it will go away. Paul said it best when he declared, "Nothing shall separate me from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ." And when it comes to the life of a Christian, there must be no separation from Jesus. The life of a Christian must be lived in such a way that nothing comes between the soul and the Savior. Well, what can corrode our connection with God? Pride will corrode our cables and interfere with our connection. Hatred will keep us from having a tight connection. Jealousy will keep us from having a tight connection. Strife among us will keep us from having a tight connection. We must remove these factors in our life which are preventing us from being tight connection with our power source. And finally, we have to make sure both cables are connected. Along with the hot wire, the red one, there's the ground wire or the black cable. And somebody today may be trying to get through to God with a prayer, but they aren't properly grounded. And it's not going to reach the intended destination. We may attempt to sing God's praises, but our ground wire is loose. So how do we become grounded? We are grounded when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. When we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord. And when we believe in the fact that He died and rose and lives today. Abide in the Word of God. Ground yourself to the cross of Jesus. Then plunge into the foolishness of loving those who hate you. Plunge into the foolishness of believing without seeing. Plunge into the foolishness of praying for those who despise you and who hate you. Plunge into the foolishness of thinking that persecution is a blessing, as Paul did. We must ground ourselves to the belief that in Jesus we live, move, and have our beings. When we need power, we must go to the one who created the trees and the flowers. When we need power, we must go to the one who is able to heal the sick and raise the dead. When we go to the power, we must go to the rock of our salvation. And His name is Jesus. And if you are seeking a strong power source today, let me introduce you to the original power source. Long before there was a Napa 40-month power horse, long before there was a Sears 60-month guaranteed power, before Sears even came up with the name, Jesus was the original diehard. The source which cannot be extinguished. The source which will get us through each day. The source which will give us eternal life if we but have a strong connection, a good tight connection with the power source. Jesus has power to spare. He was crucified on the cross. He was buried in a barred tomb. His own people tried to drain Him of His power. But on that Sunday morning, He arose from the grave with all power in His hand. Power, power, wonder-working power, soul-saving power, healing power in His hands. And He lives this very day. The question is, are you connected to Jesus' power? And if you're not, we invite you to make that connection today. We invite you to come forward and say, yes, I want a clear, solid connection with the power that never ceases. With Jesus, I want Him as my Lord and Savior. I confess that I'm a sinner. I believe He died on the cross and rose in 3 days and lives today. If the Holy Spirit has touched your heart in such a way, we invite you to come and make a public profession of your faith. And we invite those who are believers to renew their connection with the power source, to check to see if the cables are in good working order, to make sure they aren't corroded, to make sure there's nothing in your life that interferes with the connection with the Lord. We invite you to come as we sing a hymn of invitation, number 318.